This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer's off for the rest of the week. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. You can follow what we're doing just by turning the switch on your radio. That's what a unique idea. Turn on the switch. There's all kinds of ways you can follow, whether it be the things that we do on a daily basis, which are pretty easily found. Go to DougStephan.com, if you will. You can go to DJV Show. com, find the podcast, find the daily broadcasts. We have them on TuneIn Radio. It just repeats all through the day and then changes the next day. So if you listen to something in the morning, you haven't heard the rest of it, you find it during the afternoon. Very cool stuff. The focus on the end of the year and what is coming ahead, I'd rather, you know what, I'm not much for looking behind me. I've always been pretty good in my business acumen, looking over my shoulder to see what was coming up on me. But I would rather talk about what's in the now, frankly. We might want to share a few things about the year that's passed or the decade that's passed. But I usually leave that sort of thing to other venues because I think that it's fun. Maybe you can talk about the best TV shows of the decade, that kind of stuff. And it's fun to talk about it. But under the circumstances, there are other things that are going on right now. I think this may be one of the most important things to come down the pike, Victoria, for quite a long time. The Food and Drug Administration raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products. This has been in the works for a while now. It's official. You are no longer allowed to buy anything that has tobacco in it or is related to tobacco products unless you're 21. So if these people do their jobs, and I don't know how they police
this. Well, that's part of the problem. Yeah. You know, because every bodega sells this stuff, and I've never seen anyone get carded for anything, yeah. You know, so I'm not really sure how.
You mean for alcohol as well?
Yep.
Or are you just talking about tobacco products?
Yeah, you know, tobacco products for sure, but even really? Alcohol, I've been into a million different bodegas. And
going into, well, bodega's different. If you're in a restaurant or someplace like that, maybe it's different.
Yeah.
So this is for cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, vape products. The provision is part of the spending package that was signed by the president a week or so ago. It also appropriates $1.4 billion for building the border wall, $1.7 billion for mental health programs, that kind of stuff. It's the way they do things on the state level. I was just reacting to my state legislator telling me about some bills that are going through that affect farmers in Massachusetts and the crazy ways supplemental budgets and this package and that stuff that gets passed has nothing to do with the real essence of what's being done here. And most people don't even know it because unless you have a watchdog, somebody like me and you who's looking at this stuff, people don't know you hear stories about bills being passed, et cetera, et cetera. Most people don't know the pork that's added into them by the leaders of the party. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. It used to be a lot worse than it is, but still is pretty bad. This tobacco legislation had bipartisan support. It was introduced by Mitch McConnell and Tim McCain. Tim McCain, the senator of New Jersey, Democrat. McConnell is the Republican from Kentucky. It was unclear when the new rule would be enacted at first anyway, but now it is officially as of, I think, the first of the year, Victoria, if I'm not mistaken. They could have taken up to 6 months to amend their policies, but apparently the law goes into effect in the next 90 days. What people should be looking, it ought to be in for, what do you have to put it in effect? Hello, you send a note around to everybody, an email or some communication between now and the end of the year. As of January 1st, you can't sell tobacco products. Anybody's 21. And you know what? Anybody who really was running one of these stores, you call them bodegas, that had any kind of feeling of responsibility wouldn't be selling them. They'd be carding now on their own. sort of own recognizance, not because the law requires it, but because you got a conscience and a brain. It is in its, this stuff.
But this is also going to extend to CVS and Rite Aid and Walgreens.
Well, CVS doesn't sell the stuff anymore.
Rite Aid, some of the other places do. But, yeah. you have to wonder, I don't know, how much are they really going to be policing their customers, too, I would hope that everyone's going to fall in line and do this, because something has to be done, for kids. It's just crazy, the vaping stuff especially. Yeah. And even chewing tobacco. A lot of high school guys are really into that, it's gross.
Gross.
But that's another thing that they're into, so that's,
So, what about Mark Cuban? This sort of hit me. I didn't know there was any controversy. I didn't know that he had a diamond company, and supposedly some people are calling it a scam. This is one of the companies that apparently he took over from Shark Tank. Ever watch and follow that? One of the things about Shark Tank that I find a lot of fun, actually, is when they go back and show, because they've been on the air for, 10 or 11 years now, show some of the successes of the companies that these people buy. So, anyway, they convinced Mark Cuban to buy 9% of the business for $600,000. But after the episode aired, a gemologist said the company wasn't what it seems. So, what has... What is it called? Something like that.
I didn't see this episode. I saw another episode where a similar company, what this company does is they take ashes from a loved one and they turn it into a diamond. Yeah. And so it takes about, I think, 18 months or something like that. There was another company, a husband and wife team that do the same thing. And I remember Mark Cuban saying, I've already invested in a very similar company, so I'm out. But I didn't know. See, I think that the part of the problem is one of my close friends lost her brother last year, and she did this. She sent his ashes to, I don't know if it's this company or if it was a different one. But it's, people love the idea of having a diamond that's made from a loved one. And it's becoming more and more popular. People do it with pets. They do it with loved ones. I think when you're hearing any kind of flack about it, I think it's coming from the natural diamond industry because their business is really hurting right now. Millennials are not buying mined diamonds for all sorts of environmental
reasons.
Blood
diamond stuff.
Blood diamonds, human rights violations. My wedding band is all lab-grown diamonds, and that was a choice that I made. I did not want natural mined diamonds, and so I think that's really where the controversy is coming from. Mark Cuban says that that it's rock-solid science behind it. He obviously is not going to invest in a company that he hasn't vetted thoroughly, and he said that he's so into this now that he actually bought these diamonds for his wife for Christmas, so... I think that it's just the natural diamond industry is taking such a hit. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there are a million TV ads throughout the Christmas season of, real is rare, and it's a diamond, and make sure it's a real diamond. And they're trying to say that lab-grown diamonds aren't real. They actually are. They're chemically identical, but they just don't have any of the negative stuff attached to them. So I think Mark Cuban's, once again, I always really respect his choices when he invests in a company, and he's always ahead of the curve, and I think that this is another example of that, and maybe people don't like him for that reason.
Mm. Well, isn't it interesting how people can find something not to like about almost anybody instead of trying to find out? Maybe that ought to be one of our New Year's resolutions. To find something is not, it doesn't seem to be the human condition, but to find something about somebody that you may or may not have liked that you can like. Something, isn't there? Because there's some good... Even Saddam Hussein had somebody that loved him. Even Pukin Putin has somebody in the world who loves him. That's kind of the way I think about what's good if you can find something. Some people just can't find anything good. I know that, but some people, listen, work at it a little bit and see what you can do. At any rate, at 15 past the hour on today's DJV program.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. You waited until after Thanksgiving and Christmas and the big countdown, and now New Year, new weight, right?
And I think that's where Americans and all individuals get behind, because they wait.
Dr. John Wall leads Mayo Clinic's National Health Checkup, a survey which recently put obesity just behind cancer as America's top health care concern.
So we have to educate consumers and then give them the tools. What diet do they need? What exercise programs do they need?
Dr. Wald says one easy lesson is to make your weight a weekly, not an annual issue.
There's a scale in my bathroom, and I get on that scale, if not every day, then every other day. At the end of the weekend, if I'm up 2 or 3 pounds from my activities, whatever they may be, that tells me that I've got to ratchet back.
Instead of letting the pounds pile up for a season or even a year, in 2017, don't wait to address your weight.
It's easier to make that pound correction than it is to make that 10-pound correction.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
One of the most wonderful things about this time of year is it brings out the goodness in people. Christmas, maybe thinking about a new year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a story, Victoria, that you've been following about this veteran who's taking Christmas trees. Now, listen up. There are a lot of things you can do with your Christmas tree. Burning them is not, it's okay because you get rid of it, I suppose, that way. But instead of putting it in landfill, maybe grinding it up and using it, or making sure it goes to a place where they grind it up and use it for chips. But here's even a better idea coming from the mind of a veteran who isn't going to be able to help everybody, but certainly is the right spirit.
Yeah, this is a man in Texas, and he's been designing canes for veterans, and he's actually looking for donations of Christmas trees. And he is U.S. Army veteran Jamie Willis, and he started an organization called Canes for Veterans Central Texas in 2016 when he realized that he wasn't the only veteran who actually needed a cane that was safe and sturdy. And he served in the Army for 8 years, and afterwards he was left a 100% disabled veteran, completely unable to work. So he said that this became a project for him because it's about kindness. He does everything out of pocket. He does it from donations. And he essentially said that he realized that the cane that was given to him by Veterans Affairs kept collapsing, and he said he didn't think that it was trustworthy. So at the time, he turned to a Florida organization called Free Canes for Veterans. They were giving out 500 canes, and he was told that they had no more. And so he decided he was going to make his own, and now he's made more than 200 canes for veterans who live all over the world.
Isn't that great? How does he find the people he's making them for? How do they get to him?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, question. That's a great story. Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Smartest things I've heard this year that hasn't happened in the past musically are a number of stations in the larger markets that have stayed with Christmas music through the new year. I know here in Los Angeles, KRST has done that, and I wish they'd just play a wider selection of some of these tunes. One of the things that you're hearing a lot of and have heard this year as usual was the music from Charlie Brown's Christmas, the passing of Lee Mendelsohn, who's a six-time Emmy winner, produced more than 60 specials featuring Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and Peanuts, passed away at the age of 86 on Christmas Day in Hillsborough, California. He had cancer for quite a long time. It wasn't great for us, but to have him pass on Christmas ties into his history and legacy, one of his sons said. Working often with the late Bill Melendez, the animator permitted by Charles Schulz to work with the Peanuts characters, Mendelsohn collected his first Emmy in 1966 for Charlie Brown Christmas. He wrote the lyrics to Christmas Time Is Here for that one, and his last one in 2016 for It's Your 50th Christmas, Charlie Brown. He got 29 Emmy nominations during his career, 26 for his work with the Peanuts characters, earned a pair of Grammys as well, nominations for Grammys. Mendelsohn's first TV credit was a documentary that followed San Francisco Giants star Willie Mays through the 1963 baseball season. A few weeks later, while reading the Peanuts comic strip, Mendelsohn had a thought. Quote, "You've just done the world's greatest baseball player. Now you should do the world's worst baseball player, Charlie Brown." And then he hired a composer named Vince Guaraldi to write music for Charlie Brown Christmas, and thus history was born. And who doesn't know or isn't... Don't you think this is universal, Victoria? Pretty much everybody knows the story of Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown's Christmas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Linus and Lucy, and their dad, maybe, Lee Mendelsohn. Also passing away this weekend, another very famous composer, Jerry Herman. He's passed away at the age of 88, created MAME, Hello, Dolly, La Caja Fall, all sorts of things. Wrote the music and lyrics for these shows. He died of pulmonary complications, lived in Miami most of his life. He lived with a real estate broker down there. Herman was the creator of 10 Broadway shows, contributed to any number more, won 2 Tonys for his work with Hello Dolly back in 64, La Caja Fall in 83. He also won 2 Grammys for the main cast album, and Hello Dolly is Song of the Year. He was a Kennedy Center honoree, had 3 original Broadway productions playing at the same time in February of 69 to May of 69. Now that's, that's an accomplishment. Just a few of his song titles reveal the depth of what he was all about. I'll Be Here Tomorrow, The Best of Times, Tap Your Troubles Away. It's all about hope with him. It's Today, We Need a Little Christmas, Before the Parade Passes By. Even the title song to Hello Dolly is pretty much an invitation, an advertisement to enjoy life. Hello Dolly! Carol Channing, remember that? Back in 64, ran for 2,844 performances. Longest running musical at the time. Won 10 Tonys, been revived many times, most recently in 2017. Bette Midler was in the title role, broke Broadway box office records then. Mame followed in 1996 with Angela Lansbury, went on to run for 1,500 performances. Think about that, that's almost 4 years. And 2,800 performances, 8 years. This is really...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strikes were successful. The pilots and aircraft returned back to base safely.
That's Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discussing a U.S.-led military strike in Iraq and Syria targeting an Iranian-backed Iraqi militia blamed for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor.
The targets we attacked included 3 targets in western Iraq and 2 targets in eastern Syria that were either command and control facilities or weapons caches for Kitab Hezbollah.
Hundreds of people were celebrating in the streets of Monsey, New York last night, a night after a man with a machete attacked people at a Hanukkah party in a rabbi's home there. About 300 people from the Light of Life Synagogue celebrated the dedication of a new Torah just blocks from the house where those five people were stabbed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You do. We do well here, and we're happy to have you along. You'll do well, too, if you spend some time with us, if I do say so myself. Doug Steffen here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer's off until Thursday. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. We're also joined by Rich McFadden, who's in our studio in Washington. He has so much to say, he cannot stay away from
the
radio.
Get you in my seat, man.
Yeah, you're itching in your seat, really.
Yeah.
And you're not even at the controls. Normally when you get in there, you like to jump into the control seat.
Yeah, watch out. You might hear some weird sound. I need to push buttons. So
really?
Yeah, I might hear random sounds.
You're pretty good at pushing buttons. They don't necessarily have to be right in front of you. Here's something that pushed my buttons. If you're the type of person who doesn't like to share any personal information, hello, here I am. I think, Rich, I think we all are like this in a manner of speaking.
I've gotten more and more, yeah.
Yeah, if you're applying for a loan anytime soon, you may find that your bank account info, your work history, your college major may be taken into consideration by a loan officer that is using, quote, alternative data. which can be anything that isn't in your credit report, when deciding whether or not to approve your loan application. Now, this is a double-edged sword. It can be used both ways. The banks don't make any money if they don't loan it. So if they make it too difficult for you to borrow money, then there's a problem. The real problem here, once again, is the government. The government is getting involved in this stuff fairly well. They have messed up the banking system, since 2008, certainly, when the crash occurred. But there have been circumstances. Saving and loan problems of the 1990s were created by the federal government to help out a lot of big landowners who wanted to get more land. It was an outrage, and people have forgotten about that, as people forget about a lot of this stuff. So what do you think of this? Companies that use this data say this information will help them better evaluate an applicant by giving them insight beyond just a credit report. Well, it's okay if you're not going to, maybe you'll use it instead of a credit report, but the more things that you put into the hopper, the more chances there are, I suppose, who of us among us is perfect? We all have things that we probably wouldn't like to have other people know about. Not necessarily they're crooked, they're embarrassing.
But this is also, I think this is dangerous because this is also, they want to know how much education you've had.
It's none of their business.
Right, and they want to, because they're judging you. Didn't finish college, or you did some college, and so that means you can't pay back your loan. And that's how they're evaluating people more than just their credit score. So I think this is really dangerous.
You know where this is going? My wife is Colombian. She's from South America, grew up in Colombia. And in Colombia and in all of South America, they have a class system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a hidden thing.
India. As a class system.
Yeah. I mean, my wife can tell you which class system she is rated at. And people use that class system, like socially, like, oh, I would never let my daughter date a class 4 person.
Mm-hmm.
They use it when giving loans. They use it when hiring. They use this class system, and it's based on basically where you live and the neighborhood that you live in. And that is where this is coming. So now, along with your ability to pay back your bills and the credit rating system that we currently use, they're going to be working in things like your education, your social media, and what kind of people you hang out with and what kind of pictures you post. And you don't think that bank loan officers aren't Googling you and seeing what kind of a person you are, seeing where you work
and
where
you
live. Yeah.
They do that to see if there's anything. That's why we've said.
I do it when I hire people. I do it when I get interns.
Exactly.
So
you're going to look at their
every single person
on social media, and if they do things like get drunk on Saturday night, okay, I don't want to have anything to do with that person.
Yeah.
But at what point does incorporating this sort of information represent a real reason, or is this just another excuse not to give money to somebody who could use it? I mean, there are a lot of
private lenders. Well, this just continues the cycle of poverty, too. If someone is trying, if someone, is in living below the poverty level and has a business idea and wants to start their own business, good luck to that person, going forward with this kind of a system in place. How is that person ever going to be able to do anything better for themselves and their community? And then everybody wants to complain, so many people are on, Medicaid, and so many people are taking handouts from the government. Well, if this is going to be the new normal for lending, that's what we're going to see. We're just going to see more and more people.
It's always been cyclical. I mean, poverty has always been a cyclical thing because of the government, and that's what we need to figure out is how do we get people out of that cycle?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of it is prejudice. A lot of it is bias. A lot of it is that these companies, it seems to me, that, and I'll give you my own personal experience with this. I've owned a lot of property in my life. I've borrowed a lot of money in my life. I've owned and owed a lot of money. I've never stiffed anybody. I've paid people back, whether it was an individual loan that I got from a friend or whether it was from a loan company or a bank. But because of what happened in my business, Richie certainly is aware of this, back in 2008 and then into 2009 and continuing, even in some ways, into today, the business that I'm in, the radio, I'm in the radio production business. And I'm the last independent producer in the country who does this business the way I do it, without any connection to a church or big organization, big company. I'm on my own. And it has created a situation, or I've created, whatever, however you want to look at it, that is untenable for most people, obviously, because they've all gone away, except for me. But I can't borrow any money. I can't, looking back at what if I had to borrow money or wanted to infuse some money into my company, I couldn't do it because of what's happened to me over the past almost 10 years. And so whatever I get done here is by hook or by crook, by, you know, the good graces of people that I work with. And so we're sort of coming out of it now a little bit. But it really is something that, unless you live through it, I remember my banker telling me, no, your rating is this. And, you know, it used to be that this little bank that has three, it's the second most profitable bank in Massachusetts, has three offices. And they used to just, you got loans or credit based on your character. Nothing else. I borrowed twice to buy property in Framingham. Never anybody looked at any of my credit, nothing. It was just, here, sign this. We'll fill it out and we'll do the paperwork and sign off in the next month. And so now...
That's very Jimmy Stewart of you guys.
Yeah, well, wow. But you know what? That's how it worked. And now I can't borrow a nickel from this bank because the state regulators say I don't have a credit score that's this. And the feds say, well, you can't do that because he did this before. And so it's, you know, it isn't just these sorts of people that we're talking about. There's people like me who, you know, one way or another, I get the job done. The last time I talked about this with my friend who's the president of the bank, you know, he said that we need to know this, that, or the other. He sort of was going down the street that we're talking about here, mm-hmm. getting all this personal data. I said, you know who I am. You know where I live. You know what I'm about. He says, yeah, but the government says we have to have this, that, and the other thing. Well, screw the government. I'm tired of the government getting in the way of everything, pretty much progress. It's just too damn much government. And so here we are again, and they're often in collusion with the big banks. It's the same bunch. So anyway, it's something to be dealt with. Speaking of money, what's the story with the Burning Man organization, the suing U.S. government for?
Yeah, why are they suing the government?
Well, they want to recover a lot of money that they say the government has overcharged them in fees over the past 7 years at their celebration.
The Bureau of Land Management charging them more and more without explaining what. So they'll pay one price 1 year, and then the next year, even though they're not having more people come to the festival and nothing else has changed, they're getting charged a different amount, and no one from the Bureau of Land Management can explain what the extra charges
because there
are
is
for.
No,
yeah, exactly.
It's obvious
what there is. Nothing else,
yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, and so I guess they're trying to sue them to get that money back because there's no reason
Good.
In their book why they should be charged more.
The government owns too much land. They shouldn't control this land. BlackRock is up north of Reno. Yes, Richard.
I think you need to go to this Burning Man thing. This thing is built for you.
I don't think Doug does nearly enough drugs.
No.
To go to
the peyote ayahuasca capital of America.
A guy that does contract work for him goes every single year, and he actually manages his little community or whatever. But it's like they lay out a grid for a city, and you pay for a spot, but then the whole thing is just managed. It's like it's build a city, and then we all self-manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The
trash. What are you
saying?
What are you doing?
The commerce. Everything. I bring water. You bring food. You bring electricity. You bring this. You bring that. And we all just find people that suit, that have the things that we need, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. And the city just runs. And he says it's the most interesting experiment that I've ever been a part of.
Really?
And I just see this, and I'm like, that, with the exception of the drug stuff, I was like, that is Doug. Like, just to be where the people manage their own existence.
It is. Except that, you know, the utopia kind of ends when every year some, you know,
some dummy jumps totally, into the fire.
Yeah, some like drugged up hippie runs into the because it's a big scarecrow looking thing, and they actually set it on fire at the end.
Yes, and it's him in.
Exactly. And so, but you know, people who are on a lot of drugs, every year somebody manages to run into the fire. I think last year the guy didn't live, but I think in the past it's
Tony Robbins.
That's where they get a lot of the bad publicity. Because
people
keep doing that.
I should go. Victoria, you should take him.
Oh, my God. I know, Rich, you think that I'm like a big, you know, hippie, but that is way too much for me. I can't live in a yurt and, like, you know, and make soap.
Yurts. So I love yurts.
Everybody has a traveling yurt, so...
I want to put a yurt on my farm and put up a yurt for people to come.
You're right, Rich.
The weekend.
That's perfect for Doug.
Like Bed, Bath, and Beyond. A yurt.
A Bed Bath and Beyond yurt.
45 past the hour on the DJV program.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. You waited until after Thanksgiving and Christmas and the big countdown, and now new year, new weight, right?
And I think that's where Americans and all individuals get behind, because they wait.
Dr. John Wall leads Mayo Clinic's National Health Checkup, a survey which recently put obesity just behind cancer as America's top health care concern.
So we have to educate consumers and then give them the tools. What diet do they need? What exercise programs do they need?
Dr. Wald says one easy lesson is to make your weight a weekly, not an annual issue.
There's a scale in my bathroom, and I get on that scale, if not every day, then every other day. At the end of the weekend, if I'm up 2 or 3 pounds from my activities, whatever they may be, that tells me that I've got to ratchet back.
Instead of letting the pounds pile up for a season or even a year, in 2017, don't wait to address your weight.
It's easier to make that pound correction than it is to make that 10-pound correction.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, everyone.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For Mr. Expert on the DJB program. Yes, here I am, your expert on everything, Doug Steffen, leading the merry band. Victoria Keelan is here. She'll start chuckling in any second. Rich McFadden is here, holding down part of the fort. At any rate, Kara's at the controls, not Richie in Washington. So the question comes on where Tom Kreitler is, who normally is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You listen to him make your home better every weekend. Has great website, moneypit.com. And it happened that Richie, one of the reasons Richie came on today is because he specifically wanted to ask Tom Kreitler a question about what to do with the facing on his chimney. And this is a problem that I have incurred. So, Rich, please ask the question, and then your expert on everything, Uncle Dougie, will answer the question for you.
Well, there, Harry homeowner, what I would like to know is...
You're the Harry homeowner.
If I were to paint my brick facade on my chimney and on the sides of my garage, how should I best prep that brick for paint? And what kind of paint should I use for it? But more importantly, once I paint it, I'm afraid that the paint is going to chip over the course of 1, 2, 5 years. How often will I have to repaint that chimney?
In my experience, Mr. McFadden,
yes, sir.
Having two white chimneys on my home and having to paint them every year, I actually did ask Mr.
Every
Kreitler,
year?
Every year I've painted at Chips. One of the things Mr. Kreitler told me when I asked him this question last year, he said I was doing the right thing. I power washed the chimney, and then that, which is, you got to let it really get dry. So you got to do it in the middle of the summertime. Can't be any question about any moisture whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right?
Makes
sense.
It's going
to be dry as a bone. And then you use, he told me to use regular. I was going to use, there's that new rubberized paint that's around.
Uh-huh.
Very expensive. But they advertise, once you put it on your house, you'll never have to paint the house again. Cost you four times as much to paint the house as it would with normal paint. But so if you spend $4,000 to paint your house, you'll spend $16,000 or $17,000 to put this rubber stuff on it. Now, as far as any kind of concrete surface or a brick surface, not only do you want to make sure it's clean with power washing, but there may be, if you can find somebody to basically do sandblasting, which is not only messy, unless if you have your you got to cover the
everywhere, windows
everywhere. It's like trying to sand the floors in your house. Same kind of problem.
Done that. Wow, what a mess.
Awful. Ah, terrible mess. So, is it worth, why do you want to change? I guess the question from my perspective is, why do you want to change the way it looks now? You don't like it?
I just think it would bring a fresher look. I mean, the house was built in 1970, and I'm thinking it would kind of freshen up the look. My wife would like to do it. I think it would match the siding on the house a little better.
You have siding? Your house is yellow, isn't it? Do I remember that?
It's beige.
Mm-hmm. Beige, yeah. And so it doesn't need to be ever. Your house doesn't ever have to be painted again. You got siding on it.
Nope. Yep. I'm good forever. Yeah.
Okay.
At least for the rest of my life.
So is this, now, the two questions about brick, somebody will be thinking or asking, was this used brick that was put on the house, or was it new? Because a lot of people use used brick. Not only is it less expensive, but it kind of adds a little character. Was this
new? No, it would have been new brick. Yeah, with the builder would have used
new
brick.
No painting, nothing left on it.
Nope. Not a thing. Not a thing. So, I mean, really, my main, I don't think it's that hard. My main thing is how much maintenance, how often will I have to redo the paint?
I have to paint my chimneys both every year. Not the whole things, but they chip.
You have to touch it up.
You have to touch it up. And you got to make sure you're using good quality paint.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I'm out.
It'll
pass.
Yeah.
I mean, the brick, I don't need to touch the brick. It just is. If I got to repaint it every year, done. I'm out.
Yeah. All right. So then there it is, folks.
You know what I want?
What?
I want your wood floors that you had in your old house.
Oh, those are fabulous.
The wide plank
floors. Actually, you haven't been to my new house, which was an older house than my old house, but it has even more exquisite flooring. The flooring on my new house is as magnificent as you could find on any house anywhere.
Is it the wide planks like the other one,
repurposed
barn wood?
No, it is not that, but it has the wood is all natural, and it has been pegged. So when the screws are put into the floor, there's a peg on top of it.
Yeah.
And it's just very refined. It's just very classy. It's something, but it's very hard
to do. That repurposed barn wood and everything, it's got such character. I've seen people do tables and floors. It's really nice.
Folks, aren't you listening? Fix everything. Listen to the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.